This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good for you, Ian. Twitter's working for the beautiful people, apparently. Not for us heathens over here. We're just scratching and clawing for any free agency scraps. I'm on the NFL live tracker, free agency live tracker on ESPN. Chris Godwin, by the way, if you're just tuning in, back to the Bucks, 3 years, $66 million. That was the Patriots were all in. All in on Chris Godwin.
All
that
their
was their
chips.
Guy.
Yeah, they didn't get him. No, he stayed put. Didn't change teams.
As Phil Perry put it, it was Chris Godwin or bust.
Bust.
And it turns out that's going to be a little bit of a bust.
Like Mike Vrabel at that card table over the weekend that people kept posting that picture. That's what it looks like right now.
So that would be the big move so far in free agency. Godwin back to the Bucks. You just heard Rap Sheet talking about it. Apparently he turned down more money from other teams, perhaps the New England Patriots.
It was funny. So Jones is having a meltdown all day about Twitter, and we have NFL Network on in here, and they posted, before they went to show you the breaking news on Godwin, they pulled the tweet out, and it was a tweet of Rappaport. I'm like, how is that even a thing? So how could he do that?
Our boss, Ken Laird, texted me. This is before the Godwin signing. But he texted me a similar thing. He's like, how it was the Hassan Reddick signing.
Yeah, he posted it. He's like, according to Rappaport on Twitter, and you're like, no one's on Twitter.
They
right
have
now.
Screen grabs.
Here's my tweet. I was somehow able to tweet.
They have screen grabs on the NFL Network of Rap Sheet's tweets that nobody can see.
Do you think this
but
is the Ken next
asked,
thing?
Ken asked, he's like, how is he even tweeting them? What were you going to ask?
What if it's one of these things where eventually Twitter's going to be
inside job? It's an inside job,
yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because now you know how anybody can have a blue check mark.
Yep.
You just have to spend however much money it is. Do you think at some point it's only going to be subscription?
It's a good
and
question.
And then will you go to Blue Sky?
It's a good question. I said earlier today over my dead body I'd go to Blue Sky, but I'm already starting to rethink that stance.
Thinking about, yeah, maybe
based on
it.
This experience.
Maybe do like a soft download.
So Godwin.
Just so you have it ready.
Godwin. Back to the Bucks. 3 years, $66 million.
Yeah, that sucks. So now if you ask me, it's Cooper Kupp. Now he's not even a free agent yet.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be Cooper Kupp would be my number one priority for receivers.
Okay.
You got one? The free agent list is poor.
Kupp is on my list. Would you trade a pick now for Kupp?
Yes.
Me too.
I'd trade the pick I got for Devon Godshaw.
I also like Pickens. I like
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I don't
know. But how many of these guys are going
anywhere? I was going to say, is Olave actually going to move? Is Wilson actually going to move? Pickens feels like he's in play to me.
I feel like Cortland Sutton's rumored every single year. But
Cortland Sutton also wants a new contract. All these guys are going to want new contracts.
Yeah, fine.
No.
I mean, fine for me.
Fine for me and you.
yeah,
but the
true.
Patriots did not, according to Phil Perry, the Patriots did not make an offer on DK Metcalf. Again, here's what he had to say about Metcalf. He said, New England never made an offer to the Seahawks to trade for the 27-year-old, according to a league source. So that's where you're at. Other moves that have happened, by the way, according to the ESPN NFL free agency tracker. B.J. Hill.
Still a good way to get your news.
No, it is.
That's fine.
It feels honestly pretty up to date.
It's nice.
B.J. Hill. 3 years, $33 million back to the Bengals. So they're signing him.
Okay.
But not Trey Hendrickson and maybe not T. Higgins.
It's not
we'll
a
see.
Great franchise overall.
Jair Alexander. Apparently the Packers are waiting to see on whether they're going to move him. Let's see. Old friend Braxton Berrios goes to the Texans on a $2 million deal.
Casario.
Here's one that's kind of relevant. Actually, two that are relevant. Drew Dahlman, the center.
Yeah.
Who I wasn't familiar with his work. But he has signed a free agent deal with the Chicago Bears. So the Bears continue to add to their offensive line. Ben Johnson, who you could have had.
They had three offensive linemen
as
in
your
like
head coach,
a day or in a week.
Yeah, continues to add offensive linemen. It was Jonah Jackson from the Rams that I don't think that was a very popular move. This signing, $42 million, and Joe Tooney for a fourth round pick.
You know what he's doing.
The Bears beefing up their offensive line. Patriots doing nothing. Another offensive line target of the Patriots because you're not going to get Ronnie Stanley. He's staying in Baltimore. Maybe you'll get Cam Robinson.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get Dan Moore, the tackles from the Vikings and the Steelers, respectively. But I had seen some steam around Jalen Moore, who was an offensive lineman with the 49ers. He has now signed as the new blindside protector, quote-unquote, for Patrick Mahomes. 2 years, $30 million, $21 million guaranteed.
You mentioned Khalil Mack staying with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
$18 million for 1 year, which seems pretty high for Khalil Mack.
Does.
He was a great player, but I don't think he is anymore.
That was, if memory serves, from the Herald's report, Callahan and Kyde a week plus ago with all the free agency buzz, that's a player they weren't going to be in on. So they were expected to be in on Stanley and Godwin.
I don't think they're in on any of these guys by the looks of it.
Stanley Godwin, gone. They were also going to be in on Chavarius Ward.
He's still out there.
And Milton Williams.
All right.
So that's your offseason?
Javon Kinlaw to the Commanders. 3 year, $45 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. The D tackle.
Feels like a lot of money for Javon Kinlaw.
It's okay. Free agency. You got to spend a lot of money.
The Patriots. I mean, you know what, Keith? Not to be Robert Kraft over here. You're right.
That's too much.
Time to open up the wallet.
If you want somebody, you're going to have to spend.
Okay. Milt the Stilt Williams.
Yeah.
Please. And who else did we just say? Chavarius Ward. Those feel like their top targets.
But it's like
on the
all
board.
Defensive guys. Who's the best offensive player right now to get
on Florio's list?
No. Well, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's Sam Darnold who they don't want.
Sam Darnold, awesome.
Cam Robinson, 17.
Okay.
Then Mekhi Becton, who I thought I saw was meeting with somebody. I thought that was a nugget that I saw earlier today.
He could be Hoss of the Week.
Mekhi Becton, it just says is set to test free agency,
right.
So nowhere specific yet. But there's a couple of linemen for you. Will Freeze, the guard from the Colts.
Okay.
Mr. Freeze.
Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Freeze. Remember that. It'll be the sound of your cold, chilling death.
I mean, that's like, then you get to Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper.
That's not a bad impression.
Good impression for a bad movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Amari Cooper at 37, and then your guy, Najee Harris, at 38.
Dude, get Najee Harris.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You want to go back to the Super Bowl anytime soon. You get Najee Harris.
The text line hated you suggesting
Najee Harris. He's 1,000 yards rolling out of bed every year, 1,000 yards. You don't want 1,000 yard back? Don't take one.
617-779-7937. Let's go to some phone calls here. Oh, we're missing an obvious name, by the way, on our wide receiver trade target.
Who's that?
A.J. Brown. Not to get Eagles fans mad
at
us again.
Not to stir them up.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
We'll talk to Curran tomorrow. See if he's still shooting that idea down.
The way this free agency has gone, they're going to offer him the fourth pick straight up for A.J. Brown.
They should.
Even
the Eagles beat writers who were like, it'll never happen, were like, well, they'd have to talk about that.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Joe's in the car. Hello, Joe.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You know, it's clear to me, no matter how much the Patriots are willing to pay a player, they are not coming here. Can you guys give me three good reasons why the Patriots should come here? Because from what I heard,
the facilities stink. Yep.
It doesn't matter. The facilities stink. The traveling arrangements stink. The team overall, there was some kind of survey, which you guys know what I'm talking about. Their grade was like a D-.
Real quick, if the Patriots offered $25 million and another team offered $20 million for one season, would the player not come here because they have bad lunches, or would they take the extra $5 million?
Come on, Keith. Let's not get that stupid. I mean, of course, it's not about the lunches. What I'm saying
there's
is
no money.
There's no attraction here, though.
Okay, it's money,
true.
Joe.
No, I get that. So this is why Mike Vrabel said it at his press conference. Compensation and opportunity. That speaks to most professional athletes. So the compensation has to be on the high side. It has to be, because what you're saying is true. Everything else is not helpful. There's not a lot of great things to recruit players to come here. But if you pay them more money and you tell them, hey, you're the number one receiver, or you're the best, you know, D tackle or whatever. Like,
I have a question.
Playing time and money.
Are the Bears good?
Not right now.
Bears have cold weather.
Yeah.
Bears stunk.
Yeah.
Bad facilities?
Right.
How are they signing Drew Dahlman and trading for Joe Tooney? How are they doing that?
Probably they're paying them.
Money and opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Patriots are rebuilding, and yeah, they did lousy in the NFLPA survey, and they have bad facilities, and it's cold weather, and it's an hour outside of Boston, and blah, blah, blah. All those things are true. If you throw money at players and you give them an opportunity to play and play a lot, and in the case of some of these wide receivers, get a lot of targets and be the number one for Drake May, you should be able to get them.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So who you want to blame for that, we can talk about.
Well, that's what Twitch chat is saying. They're like, Keith, Kraft's not going to spend money on it. Then that's it then. But don't tell me nobody will come here.
Okay.
You need to pay them. It's nobody's number one choice. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to free agency and being like, man, if everything goes well, I hope I get to go live in Foxborough, Massachusetts. No, none of those guys are saying that. But if you offer them the most money, and we all would agree that it's up to Robert Kraft to write those checks, I'm sure Vrabel and Wolf would like to offer more money to certain guys, and they're not allowed to.
Well, and maybe Vrabel just can't get his ear. I was told Vrabel was going to, you know, have influence and pull and sway, and apparently he has none of that.
Perhaps.
And look, maybe the Patriots did offer more to Chris Godwin. Maybe. I think they got used, if that's the case. I think the Patriots got used on Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin. I think they were the team that the agent had to go out and bring offers back to the Ravens and bring offers back to the Bucks and say, okay, if my guy gets to free agency, here's what he's going to get. And so the Ravens had to move off their number and increase it a little bit to Ronnie Stanley, and the Bucks had to do the same with Chris Godwin. So at best, if you're being charitable, the Patriots wasted their time on guys who were never going to get to market. And at worst, they were just, you know, playing up their interest in players that they knew they were never going to land because they never want to spend
money.
And
this is why I said at the time I wasn't going to completely lose my mind about Deebo Samuel going for a fifth-round pick, but I was like, let's just see where the rest of this goes. And if the rest of it goes where you get nobody and you could have offered a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, then that's going to look really bad.
Yeah, and the Commanders were rewarded for being bold and getting out in front of the market. And meanwhile, the Patriots are sitting here chasing their tails. Kenny is in Bellingham. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, guys, first of all, just love you two together. Been listening to you two since you were at Knights on the other station, and just was so excited when you guys were paired back together. So keep up the great work.
Thank you, Kenny. Take all the time you need.
Wanted to talk to you about Steph Diggs. I know it's been a couple years since he's been at his prime, but I feel like, you know, the money might not be too crazy on him. I feel like he's probably still got a couple of good years left in him. And maybe you could sell him on, like, sticking it to Buffalo. So just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Steph Diggs.
All right, Keith, I have been to this point a no on Steph Diggs.
Yeah, same. However,
are we being too picky and choosy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's still the best guy you'd have on this team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all that close.
Do I think
– would he play this year?
I don't know. He got hurt when? Like weeks
– it was middle of the season.
Six, seven, eight. So I don't know. Let's say that he's back, though, for the start of the year. And maybe he's not 100%, you know, fully himself week one, but he's out there. Yeah, maybe we're being too picky and choosy. And that's not my fault. I wanted way better wide receivers, but now they're all gone just about.
Well, as the text line would point out, the rich rules would suggest I should be really in on Steph Diggs. Because a few years ago, he was awesome.
No,
so
I
should really like him.
That is your kind of guy.
No, he was low on my list, but the problem is the top of the list is all getting picked off. Right, guys are staying. So, yeah, I would take Steph Diggs at this point. He played in 8 games last year.
He was good.
He got hurt the last week of October.
Would have been a 1,000-yard season for him.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was washed when he went to Houston. He still had something left in the tank. So maybe we're being too picky and choosy. Maybe.
Yeah, that's not bad. Also, latest signing, Elijah Mitchell, the running back, goes to the Chiefs, according to Tom Pelissero.
Elijah Mitchell. 617.
49ers running back, like the 7th on the depth chart, that one?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they just blow through running backs. They just, you know, they all get hurt, and then the next guy comes up, and then he was on that list at one point in time. So he's a Chief. 617-779-7937. More your phone calls. We'll keep our eyes on free agency. Will the Patriots do anything?
Is this right?
Oh?
Is this right, Terp? Terp just sent me one.
Hang on.
Breaking news on WEEI. MGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
According to Ian Rapoport, the Patriots are signing standout linebacker Robert Spillane, the former Raider.
Standout linebacker?
He was in Tennessee in 2018.
Oh.
Pittsburgh for 4 years. Then in the last 2 years, he was with the Raiders.
Okay, so he's a Vrabel guy.
Hit a lot of tackles the last couple of years.
Piles of
tackles.
148 and 158 the last 2 years of the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay. You had the money there? What was it again?
No, Rapport just said sources, Patriots signing Robert Spillane.
Okay. That's something.
It's not nothing.
That feels like, I would say, a mid-tier signing, not to poo-poo it. He comes in at number 66 on the Florio free agent list.
66?
Raiders linebacker number 66, Robert Spillane. 140-plus tackles the last couple of years. And
they
again,
got him.
Connections to Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, Vrabel.
Way back to 2018.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot. He only played in 2 games that year. But Vrabel's first year with the Titans was his rookie year. I think he was an undrafted rookie free agent that year. Then went to Pittsburgh for 4 years, and like I said, Raiders the last 2.
Okay.
So the Patriots adding some defensive players.
Can't say they've done nothing. I was just as we were going to break, I was saying they're doing nothing.
Got something.
They brought in Harold Landry. They brought in Robert Spillane, the newest signing for the Patriots. You can talk about it. 617-779-7937. More from NFL free agency. Legal tampering next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.